I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Royal Cayman Islands Police Commissioner Kurt Walton says traffic is a problem in the Cayman Islands.
Vehicle accidents continue to be a constant and persistent challenge for us, with what seems to be no let up. There were 3,253 motor vehicle collisions on our roads in 2024. Are 62 per week.
At this week's press briefing to release the 2024 crime and traffic statistics, the commissioner highlighted the dangers on our roads.
9% of the road traffic collisions in 2024 resulted in some form of injury. However, the most notable are those persons who lost their lives on our roads. 14 persons lost their lives on our roads from 11 traffic collisions.
Six of those deaths were along Spot Strait, and Mr. Walton says in conjunction with the National Road Safety Committee, lane dividers have been now installed in an effort to stop drivers from overtaking. An international trade organization makes a stop in Cayman. CIGTV's Levita Thompson has the details.
Lord Marland, chairman for the Commonwealth Enterprise and Investment Council, or CWEIC, visited the Government Administration Building Wednesday, May 14th. CWEIC is a commercial, not-for-profit membership organization with an official mandate from the Commonwealth Heads of Government to facilitate trade and investment throughout the 56 Commonwealth member nations. The role of CWEIC is to use the convening power and trusted network of the Commonwealth, which is led by His Majesty the King, to drive trade and investment.
CIGTV's Levita Thompson there. It's a big hit for a local water company. Consolidated Water Services segment revenue and operating revenue income fell in the first quarter of 2025 due to a completion of two major design-build projects. However, Consolidated Water CEO Rick McTaggart says the company did see improved performance in all three other business segments.
Retail water sales in our exclusive utility service area on Grand Cayman reflected much higher sales volumes compared to a year earlier due to population growth and increased business activity within our service area.
Retail revenue increased 9% to just over $9 million, bulk by 1% to $8.4 million, and manufacturing by 10% to nearly $6 million. Also in Q1, Consolidated Water's fully owned subsidiary, Cayman Water Company, got a new concession from government, granting continued exclusive rights to supply potable water in its service area on Grand Cayman last month. The company is also working on getting a new operating license from OFFREG.
Late last month, we resumed discussions with OFFREG for the new license, which we expect will involve a restructuring of the previous operating terms. Until the new license is issued, our existing operating license will remain in effect.
Cayman Water operates three seawater reserve desalination plants that produce 4 million gallons of potable water each day. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Health officials in Gaza say more than 100 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli airstrikes across the territory since midnight. Local journalists say the corridors of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis are crowded with casualties. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's still ready for talks with Vladimir Putin, but added the Russian leader was not serious about negotiations. He said he was sending a Ukrainian delegation to talks in Istanbul out of respect for the US and Turkish presidents trying to make the first steps towards de-escalation. Estonia has described an incursion by a Russian fighter jet to protect a sanctioned oil tanker as an example of the serious threat Moscow poses. The jet entered Estonian airspace briefly on Tuesday to shadow the tanker, which is believed to be part of Russia's sanctions-busting fleet. The IMF has terminated a $175 million loan program with Malawi, citing poor economic management. It said the donor-dependent South African country had failed to fully restructure its unsustainable debt. Drone strikes have hit three power stations in the Sudanese city of Omdurman, cutting power to parts of Khartoum, which lies across the River Nile. The authorities blamed the paramilitary RSF. A Thai court has issued arrest warrants for 17 people connected with the partial construction of a skyscraper in Bangkok that collapsed in an earthquake last month. 89 people were killed in the building's collapse. The European Commission has accused TikTok of breaking its digital content rules. It said the Chinese-owned app had failed to provide information about the content of adverts, who paid for them, and which users were targeted. The former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, has had his electronic tag removed. He was fitted with the device in February instead of serving 12 months in jail for attempts to secure favours from a judge. BBC News.